Wonder if you can pick up my accent on the phone. This week's expat is living in a very exotic location, Madagascar. He's volunteering for WWF, the Worldwide Fund for Nature, and Madagascar is, of course, the world's fourth largest island. It's located in the Indian Ocean, if you need to think of an approximate location, off the coast of Africa. So how did Robert Montgomery, who's originally from Mittagong, end up in Madagascar? Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you actually living in Madagascar, Robert?
Okay, I'm one of six volunteers on
this is a demonstration
the WWF
of Flip for Mac.
Explore program, which they've been running since 2006. And so each year there's three teams of six volunteers aged between 20 and 27 from all over the world who come to volunteer on a conservation project for 3 months in Madagascar. Three Canadians.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
American girl this time. And we're in the southwest region working on reforestation projects.
Tell me about the reforestation project. First of all, why has it been necessary, Robert? What's happened to the original forest?
Okay, in Madagascar, a lot of energy is created by carbon farming.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And they also, some power is also generated with charcoal. So to do this, people chop down a lot of trees in the forest, and the forest is really receding quite quickly, which is a problem because obviously, there's a lot of unique animals that live in the Madagascan forest. And also...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Also, it increases the drought and people need to go and change to carbon farming because they can't cultivate when there's no rain.
Do you have conversations with people about why this is continuing and whether there are any other means of preparing food in Madagascar?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
A lot of what we do other than reforestation and hands-on planting is awareness raising. For example, we work with the Carbon Farming Association to try and regulate it. And we talked to them about whether they have always been carbon farmers and whether the industry is growing. We have seen some use
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But at the moment, most people still use carbon to cook with or just wood fires. But people are beginning to understand, and with more education, hopefully people will understand that it's something that needs to be changed, and that they really have a wonderful resource here in Madagascar in their forest.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Because there's a 80% of the species in Madagascar are endemic to it. It's difficult here with the children when we go to schools to explain to them that there's nothing like their forest anywhere else in the world, and that's something worth protecting.
And yet for the rest of us, the uniqueness of Madagascar is almost mythical. When you got there, Robert, what were you actually expecting?
This is a demonstration.
I mean, you know, born and raised in Mittagong, Madagascar is worlds away. What did you think you'd see?
I was prepared for anything, really. When I arrived into the capital, it's vastly different from where I am now. It's about 1,400 metres above sea level. There's rice paddies everywhere. I didn't expect to see that. I've done a bit of travelling in Asia, and it seemed
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Similar to some parts of Asia, but when you come into the south and you see the baobabs some of the lemurs and other wildlife that's just iconic to Madagascar. It's a bit of a shock.
Tell me about the sort of volunteering that you're doing. You mentioned the reforestation and the education work, but what does that actually involve? What's your role?
We're only here for 3 months.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We kind of have jumped in the middle of the project here. So a lot of the time we will go to nurseries and get plants, get seedlings, and help with the transport to the planting site. And then we will help with the village and plant with them most of the morning until it just gets too hot to do it, to work anymore.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And then have lunch with them and then maybe do some more planting in the afternoon. We planted much earlier in the trip at the end of February, and start of March, and so now we've been going back to a few villages and seeing whether the plants have survived. There's mixed results, and it's sad to see when the plants haven't survived, because it really is.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And very hot, and a lot of the plants don't survive, but it's more about helping people to see that it's important to put effort into regrowing the forest. And a lot of the time, even if the plants don't survive, it's a symbolic gesture. And that us helping and them planting as well sort of forces them to realize that it's something.
This is a demonstration.
What's your life like?
I am living in a mud hut in a little village called Ancula Marine. I'm in a group with three girls, and they live in a house, but I'm in a mud hut. So we live with our associate organisator, who is posted in this village and knows.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Carbon farmers and the nursery workers, and so each day we live village life and then we visit different villages surrounding our village.
How big's the mud hut, Robert? And has the mud hut got a telephone line?
No, it doesn't. It's actually really relaxing and much cooler than the houses. It's very well insulated.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
3 meters by 3 meters. It's not very tall. Like you have to crouch down when you're inside, but it's nice to have my own little room.
And where are you caught? Whereabouts am I talking? Whereabouts are you standing now?
I'm just standing. We're actually in a different village called Mangiri now, and I'm just outside.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Hotel room where we're staying. So I'm sitting outside and looking at the stars, actually.
Now, I can hear the every now and again a rooster crowing in the background, and I'm interested in what you said before about planting the trees with the villagers and then stopping for lunch. Now, when you stop for lunch in Madagascar, what's on the menu?
It's a variety of things.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for
Mac.
We were doing some mangrove replanting the other day, and they brought a goat over, which was just sitting there watching us doing the planting for most of the day. And then we realised that it was lunch, and it was just after we finished planting. And goats, so they killed the goat on site and then burnt all the hair off, chopped it up, and
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Hours and hours to prepare this lunch. Time passes pretty slowly out here, so no one really notices. People eat a lot of rice. We've been eating rice for breakfast, which is sometimes you get a little bit sick of it. There's a lot of people eat a lot of chicken as well.
Tell me about some communication over that lunch table. So, I mean,
this is
I don't
a demonstration
know. I don't
Flip
even
for Mac.
Know what is the local language in Madagascar. Have you learned how to say no more rice for me, thank you. Or what is the language that you speak, and how are your language skills?
Okay, so in the city, a lot of people speak French, but out in the villages, it'll be a variation of the local language, which is called Malagasy. And we've had a few lessons at the start.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Sort of integrate there and help out work. So usually there's a lot of gestures involved as well, especially with something like no more rights. Usually it would just be a no thank you, a bit of a head shake, just something like that. But we've learned a bit, but it's difficult because
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Change from village to village, even when the villages are separated by just a few kilometres. But everyone seems to understand if you put enough effort in.
Well, I am interested in that sort of social organisation. It's interesting that in an island, admittedly a large island, but an island, you can have such distinct villages, such distinct societies within an island.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I've been told that there's 18 different tribes, but you can certainly, I don't really notice the difference between most of the tribes, and I haven't seen that much of the country. But you can certainly notice a difference between people in the capital, Antananarivo, and in the south, where we are, along the coast.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Their appearance is more like mainland African, quite tall and well-built, and very dark. Whereas in Antananarivo, people are a bit shorter and look more Indonesian, in fact. And it's an ethnically diverse country, far more than you'd expect. And I think that's where a lot of the variation in language comes from as well.
This is a demonstration
to you, Robert, as someone who's come from Australia to Madagascar.
This is funny because there's been quite a lot of tourism, not recently, because there have been some political problems last year. But there are a lot of European tourists, and the word for foreigner in Malagasy is bizarre. And a lot of people will just, especially children, will just yell bizarre. at you as soon as they see you.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And it's a bit shocking, but they certainly warn you of this. It can be a bit disheartening because especially some of the little children will immediately, when they see a foreigner, they'll put out their hand and they'll say some of the only French words they know, which will be like gift or give me money or things like that. But when
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Especially in the villages, we had a few difficulties early on buying things, and no one would ever try and rip us off. And people are always looking after us when we take public transport here by ourselves. There's something called a taxi bus, which is like a cattle truck, and there's never not enough room on a taxi bus. Everyone, they just pile, person after person.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
For the city on top of each other, and people are always really friendly to help you out with getting on and off and finding your destination.
What will you miss most about Madagascar?
Definitely how relaxed it is. It can be a problem sometimes when we're trying to get things done or to organise meetings. But everyone here is certainly nothing good or a problem.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Always willing to sit around for a while talking with you.
Robert, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks a lot, Deborah. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Robert Montgomery there, who is our expatriate this week living in Madagascar.